In the Eastern Empire, the patriarchs of the great cities competed against each other for influence and imperial favor, thereby weakening their individual status. In the West, though, the Bishop of Rome alone determined the correct belief then and now. The Pope's ability to control kings and nobles would have been unthinkable in the East, where emperors knew how to keep their patriarchs in line. And this different approach only deepened the division between the Western Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches. The Lombard rulers of Italy had understandably little affection for the ambitious bishops of Rome, but the popes could count on strong defenders in the Frankish kings of northwestern France. The greatest of Frankish kings, Charlemagne, 768 to 814 AD, was himself a devout Catholic believer, always willing to help the Pope when needed. Once Charlemagne had conquered enough territory to call himself Imperator, Pope Leo III crowned him as Imperator on Christmas Day 800. Whether the ceremony was Charlemagne's own idea is open to question. Like his predecessors, Pope Leo III wanted to boost the Western Church's influence, so it suited him to have a Western emperor to balance the Eastern emperor. And if the Western emperor received his crown from the Pope personally, so much the better. Whether the ceremony was Charlemagne's idea or whether it was Pope Leo III's, the so-called Holy Roman Empire had begun. As Emperor of the West, Charlemagne declared himself the successor of Romulus Augustulus and claimed equality with Empress Irene of Byzantium. The Holy Roman Empire would change many times over the century. As some wags have put it, it was neither holy, nor Roman, nor an empire. Yet in the hearts of its rulers, it always remained a Christianized continuation of the state founded by Romulus and Remus on the morning of April 23rd, 753 BC.